What are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This podcast is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the amazing universe of the Elder Scrolls.
Adventurers, it is me once again, Lotus of Doom, your host, as Tom is not back from vacation, although it does seem like he's enjoying himself. If you've followed his Twitter, he's got some nice photographs. But this episode of the show, we are here with our patrons, and it foolishly left me in charge once again. We're going to attempt to not break my previous record of the longest lore cast, but you know, we'll see how that goes. We've got a couple people with us so far. We might have more joining in progress, and we will just kind of kick things off right out the gate to get started, because this is sort of the first time we've tried this specific game, so I don't know if this is going to be exceedingly long or really short, and then I can fill in the extras at the end if we have the time. But kicking things off, I was going to say, let's welcome our patrons. Rob, hello, hello, welcome.
Hello, it is I.
Beautiful. It is you. You actually provided the idea of setting up the show via Discord so that I didn't need to figure out Zoom, which was a much better plan for me.
Easy come, easy go.
Yes. We also have Spartan, a.k.a. Spartan. Hello, hello.
How's it going?
It is great. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Yeah, yeah. This should be amusing, if nothing less.
For sure.
We also have Falcon. Hey, Falcon.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. I would like to comment that if we have the video version of this up at some point, I really appreciate the avatars for anybody who couldn't have a camera, by the way. The Falcon with the box image and the little Dwemer is really fantastic. And Fulcrum is actually Fulcrum. But yep. Also, our other member. Hi, Fulcrum.
Hello. That's actually a picture of me and my husband when we were in Canada after we had just gotten back from our deployment in 20... Well, deployment was 2016, so we got back in 2017. And we had an 8-day trip. Or it's an underway, but like we were there for 4th of July, and that's when that picture was taken.
Nice.
Tell me more about the terminology.
What do you mean terminology? The underway?
You were just kind of tripping on the words like, well, not underway.
Well, technically, you know, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it was above my pay grade of understanding, so I would have believed you.
Technically, we were not underway. Underway means we're out to sea. We were in port.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, how embarrassing. on the podcast and everything, you made a mistake like that.
I'm sure our five other Navy vets will be very annoyed by that one mistake.
No, they'll understand completely, because it's very hard explaining any military thing to civilians.
Oh, yeah, well, that, yes. I was any of my friends in the military, my eyes do glaze over when they get into technical details, because I'm like, you got to dumb it down for me.
Yep.
All right. So on this note, what we're going to do is we've got a little game show idea. It's going to be 20 questions, which is pretty straightforward. I have come up with five different things from the Elder Scrolls. You are allowed to ask anything to narrow it down. but there's going to be a couple, we'll go with a couple stipulations. So the idea is to obviously hit each of these within 20 questions. There are five of them. We're going to go with an attempt at having 100 total questions for this. We'll see how you can manage questioning. If it totally turns out this is impossible, we might need to adjust. But I tried to keep stuff not that difficult. But again, this is new, so we're gonna see how it goes. Any questions you have remaining, you will be able to carry over going forward. So like if you guess the first one in 7 questions, you literally have 93 questions remaining for the rest of them. So the idea is more of like, can you get all of these within 100 questions? This will be the group of, at the moment, the four of you kind of working together. However you want to do that, totally up to you. If more people join, you can just fill them in as need be. And I figure we can just kind of go in an order unless somebody is totally stumped or somebody has a great idea. But this is kind of a collaborative effort to solve this. So however you all want to do it, I think that's fine. But I figure we can like start with Rob, then go to Spartan, then, you know, just to Falcon, to Fulcrum, if anybody else shows up. But if you guys have a different method or want to jump around, totally up to you. I'm just going to be keeping track of the amount of questions asked and giving you any of the answers. The answers can only be yes or no. So try to form them in a yes or no question. So I will do my best if anything's a gray area to be as informative as I can.
Without making too many assumptions, let's go over the simple rules of what the game of 20 questions is.
Yes.
Yes or no questions only. 20
only
questions
yes or
down.
No's. Like I said, you have 20 per thing, but if you want to keep going, totally up to you. I'm not going to tell you your... The other thing is if you guess, so like... Say the first one is, I don't know. Say the first one is a province, okay? If you double down on it, if you're making a guess, that is your guess. So that one will be off the table. So you can't just blind shot, because that's something that on the thing I base this on made it a little trickier. So you want to agree with yourselves when you come to your quote-unquote final answer. You can ask as many questions.
Limited on the number of guesses?
Yeah, so... Yeah, like if you guess a final answer thing and you're wrong, that one is wrong. Like that one is behind you. You're done with that attempt. So I want to make it so that you really narrow this down. And so that way it's not like, okay, we know it's a province, but we got that in 3 questions. Is it Morrowind? Is it Cyrodiil? Is it? So it's like it prevents you from chain gunning like a way through it, which is actually something that I saw happen on the other show. So that's
As long as you frame it in a yes or no question.
But as long as you frame
it,
exactly,
that's not a guess,
correct?
Right?
Yeah, I was gonna say that is correct. You can do it in a yes or no way to get around this, but it does make you need to be a little more precise. That's all. That's really the only outside rule to this. Does that make sense?
I'd say so.
All right.
I'm on board.
Obviously, if you have any...
I'm guessing the province, you say the race.
Yeah, that would be fair. So it's so I think it's a province. Is it the Redguards? Like, what?
The Redguards call this home.
Yeah, see, there you go. And that's just it. There's ways around this to narrow it down, but it just prevents, like, spam questioning, like, if you're, like... a couple off. That's really the only goal to
also prevent. I have another thing before we get going.
Absolutely.
This is the gray maybe. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some subjective answers.
That's what, if I can't give you a straight answer, I will not count it as a question against you.
I feel like you could pick a perspective from the beginning of the question and answer the questions from the consistent perspective.
I could see that. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to answer you as exactly as possible. And I guess as a clue, I tried not to get anything really nebulous to make this impossible for me to answer or you narrow down. So I think I should be able to, unless you all get weird with this, I should be able to answer your questions.
Never.
All right. So in the meantime, Rob, why don't you kick us off? What is our first question?
Is it a person?
No. Is my pen done?
That's my question, I believe.
Sorry. All right. So anyways, and also feel free to discuss if you want to try to group narrow stuff down. Feel free. Again,
yeah, I'm starting general.
Yeah, start in general. Totally makes sense. No, it is not a person in the Elder Scrolls.
I'll go.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it from a single game?
It is most prominently from a single game, yes. It is mentioned otherwise, but like the focus of it is from a single game.
You don't got to go easy on us, Lotus. It's a yes or no.
There's a reason why I want to specifically mention that. Because unfortunately, ESO has a lot to do with a lot of the games. But
yeah,
that's why I was going to say it is mostly from a single game. So, yes, I would give that as a yes. Focus on that perspective. Yes.
Spartan, are you able to put a question in?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Welcome back.
So we know it's, yeah, I don't know what was going on there, but I couldn't hear anybody. And so, yeah, I picked it up on my phone and it's going. But so we know it's not a person and it's not, all right. So
it's mostly a single game. It's not a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a weapon?
No.
Lotus went philosophical there for a minute. Like,
I've already made this more complicated for myself. Also, if you have interest, since we do have some people chilling and chat with us, if any of their questions super jump out at you and you want to use them, that's totally fine. It's a communal effort, like I said. Like,
I will say, Sir Crowley's "Can you write it?" was very funny. I'm not going to use that as a question, but that's a very funny question. Okay, so that was our question. Is it a weapon? No. I'm keeping a list as well so that I can like keep track of like what the answer actually is.
Yeah, no problem.
T-Rex, you got one?
Oh, or man. Fulcrum? Oh, it's fine. You could go. You could call me T-Rex if you want. I always struggle with this. So it's not a person.
Not a person.
It's not a weapon.
Not a weapon.
And it's mainly focused in one of the games.
Yes, mainly focused in one game.
I personally would recommend trying to narrow down which kind of noun it is if you're looking for suggestions, Fulcrum. If you have your own idea, go ahead and ask it. That's where I would start with 20 questions.
Also, there's some people in the chat who have hung out with me a lot over the years who I feel like actually might be able to like metagame the shit out of this. Oh, else I shouldn't swear as much on this podcast.
How dare you? This is the Lorecasters podcast.
Whoops.
I'm going to... Is it in Oblivion? Is that the focus? Sorry. Is that the game that it's focused on?
No, it is not focused on the game of Oblivion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're referring to Elder Scrolls 4, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to see if we can narrow down the specific game. That might give us a better idea.
Sure. No, it is not specific to the Elder Scrolls. In fact, I can almost guarantee it is not even mentioned in the Elder Scrolls for Oblivion.
Okay.
From Battlespire.
What was that? Was it mentioned in Battlespire?
No, that was my question.
Wait, hold on. Is that, I was going to say, before Lotus answers.
He was making a comment.
Okay.
Well, that's why I will always confirm before you ask if you...
You know what? I trust Crowley in the chat. Can you ride it?
You cannot ride it.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you wear it?
You cannot wear it.
How many questions are we at?
That was your sixth.
Okay.
This is kind of, before the real question, this is more like a clarification.
Sure.
How strict on person are you?
So, Argonian is a person, Falcon.
Yeah. So for the sake of
debatable.
Argument,
I don't like Daedra.
You're referring to like Daedra or yeah. So for the sake of this, I would consider person any like sentient being or anything like that. Dremora would count. Like men,
beast and beast monsters totally might count. Not.
Yeah, beast and race would count. But like, if it can't communicate, like a goblin doesn't really count.
Actually, that I would strongly disagree with that. So
I guess
there's been proven time and time again that they do have developed language and society and culture and trade.
Well, they definitely have society, but I don't. Yeah, I guess that'd be kind of a gray area because I was gonna say you don't really get to interact with language. Them all that much. Well, I meant more that you don't. Well, whatever. Either for the sake of this answer, without getting sidetracked, it is absolutely not a person.
Okay. That was just a clarification.
Yep, no problem.
Oh, no.
That's the way to go.
Because
I kind of want you guys to all get these. Well, like, this was done with the intent of them being...
Falcon, unless you have a really pressing concept. Question, I believe it's Spartan's turn right now, I believe.
Well, I've gotten two in. I don't know what that echo is. My bad.
Sound fine now.
Unless I got my... Yusuf can't wear it. Who asked that one? That was Falcon,
that was
right?
Me. Yeah, that was me.
No,
yeah.
that was Spartan.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Then I'm shutting up the wrong person.
No, I've gotten two in.
No, you guys actually are starting to develop a pretty decent cadence with this, which is kind of just... It might take a few, and it's like you guys are already kind of getting into a good flow.
I'll shut up. I'm wrong.
Oh, wait, this is a question for the group, not you, Lotus.
All right.
Do you guys think, is it a concept would help?
No, because, I guess it could. But considering that he led with, we're not getting too nebulous, yeah. I would say, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't make me start looking stuff up. No.
we haven't ruled out that it's not a place because, you know, the three nouns are person, place, thing. We haven't ruled out that it's not a place, but it does seem like this is a thing just for the way from the way he's answering the questions.
Yes,
so
it might
be a good idea to rule out it's not a place, but I feel like it is not a place. It's up to you.
Skip me for now.
Right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Also, I feel like I'm
back to the fulcrum.
While thinking, unintentionally going to give things away. I don't mask my face well.
I should watch the right screen then.
Wait, what? No. What have we established so far? It's not a person. It's not
mostly in a single game. Not in Oblivion. Not a weapon. Can't ride it. Can't wear it.
Okay.
Rob's got the questions on lockdown. I just have the amount of questions asked.
Oh, man, this is
the best way to figure out what it actually is if you just kind of go through.
I know, stop. That's,
I'm just going to ask it just to rule it out. I mean, it's probably not it, like you were saying, Rob, but is it a place?
It is a place.
Oh, all right, thank goodness. All right.
Here we go.
That should help quite a bit. Falcon, want to bounce back to you before we start the rotation over?
Is it a province?
It would not be a province in the way you, like, it's not like a province on Tamriel, no.
Too easy, Lotus. Okay, so I think we're back to the top of the rotation. I'll start again. Is it in Oblivion, not the game? Is it in a realm of Oblivion?
Sort of.
Okay, well, now I'm thinking it's Battlespire.
I would say more yes than no.
See, about halfway.
Yeah, about halfway.
Yeah. Okay. Let me write these down. Go ahead, guys. Spartan or Falcon, whoever wants to go next.
Sort of in Oblivion. It's a weird answer.
I mean, that sounds like Battlespire to me. That's not a guess. It's not a guess, but sure, that sounds like Battlespire to me. So it might be something in Battlespire. It might not be Battlespire itself, but it might be a place within.
Is the game in question mainline?
No.
No. No, okay.
Yep, it is definitely not a numbered one. All right.
Spartan, you got a suggestion?
I'm thinking for the moment. Double back to me if you can.
Okay, well, we can skip you for now if you want. And Fulcrum, you got anything?
If this does have something to do with Battlespire, I have no idea. I haven't played that. Skip me. Sorry.
Is it located in the same realm as the Battlespire?
It sure is.
Okay. I think it's pretty safe to guess that it is the Battlespire, but it...
Do we feel confident in that?
I mean, if you ask the question, is it Battlespire? That is a yes or no question, and that could either be your guess, or if the answer is yes, then it's like, okay, well then, yeah, that's... But right. if the answer is no, then it's like, okay, well, that's just another one of our
questions.
I guess
that's valid. I guess you're right in that good situation. Huh?
So,
what number of question are we on?
You have done 10. You are only halfway there.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait. Did I skip one?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got 9.
Oh, I've got you at 10 with the last one.
Oh, I forgot to keep track of the mainline one. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I was like, I was looking through. I was like, I think that should be including the last one. Yeah, you should be exactly. So you've done 10 so far. So what do you got next? You seem like you have a direction you've been working with.
It's not my turn, so I have a pretty good idea what it is, though.
Go for it.
Is it Battlespire?
It is Battlespire.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't want to step on anyone's toes there.
Yeah, no.
You're fine.
It is Battlespire.
You had that one pinned.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, I really tried not to smirk when Falcon said on like question 2, should we ask if it's like the Battlespire? And I'm like, oh my God, this is way too easy. All right. So you got
Knowing you, it was going to come up.
Well, and that's why I was like, I'm wondering if some of these will help because they're pretty, now that I'm looking at them, I was like, wow, I did these really more inspired than expected. But yeah, good job. The 11th one, you got it on. You got Battlespire. So you actually have 9 questions to spare going forward. You got the first Elder Scrolls.
So are we going to do the whole stock up the questions? We got 100
5. So you got 9 extras in case. So now you can distribute those 9 extras if you want. They're like bonuses for you. So
we're going to stomp.
All right. So starting off with the second Elder Scrolls thing-ish, whatever, nebulous as possible. Fresh new slate. What is the next Elder Scrolls whatever?
You can always refer to it as a thing because a person is a thing, a place is a thing, and a thing is a thing.
Yes, all things are things. But all right.
Are we starting over with Rob, or are we continuing?
I was going to say Spartan theoretically would be next, or Falcon, or you. Like, that's totally fine. Whatever. If anybody feels inspired.
let's start off. Is it a place? That worked last time.
It did work last time, but this one is not a place.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. Falcon, you got a question?
Is it a person?
It is not a person.
So it's a thing.
That's the hard one.
Thing is the hardest one, yes.
Most things are things.
Everything's a thing.
Also, don't mind me. I'm getting an ant off my monitor.
Now we got to figure out what kind of thing it is.
I'm going to go back to one of our previous questions. Is it a weapon?
It is not a weapon.
Okay.
Okay, so back to me. Is it alive?
It is not alive.
I don't like how you enunciated that. Also, I forgot to write these ones down. Okay.
Told you, I just want to be very precise for everyone.
This is not a question, so that means that it could at one point have been a life. The way it was phrased could mean that at one point it was a life.
I mean, who if knows? The answer is like a dead thing, I feel like...
I know, right?
Unless it is always known as something that's always dead, then I'd say that counts as not being alive. But if it was something that's typically known for being alive and happens to not be alive anymore...
Like, it's a skeever, but it's dead. I'm not going to do that to you.
Yeah.
That'd be messed up.
Unless the defining feature is it's a dead skeever, right, so specifically which is not...
That is way too specific for what I'm going for. These are not that specific.
All right, so we are back to Spartan. We got not a place, not a person, not a weapon, not alive.
Yeah, I've got one that I think will help. Is it affiliated with a Daedric Prince?
I feel like almost everything's affiliated with a Daedric Prince.
Right.
No, I will say no. It's not.
Okay.
I think we should help Ben out here.
Yeah, also,
hi, Ben.
Timeout point to let him know what's been going on.
Yeah. I'm currently driving.
Oh, God, drive safely.
I am a safe driver.
Okay, good.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. Someone who works in the insurance industry, whenever I have a customer pick up the phone, oh, yeah, I'm driving right now. What's up? all right, Ben, we're going to throw you into the rotation. We're playing 20 questions, yes or no questions. Try to keep it broad until we can narrow it down. You're going to come up with the next question. I'm going to let you know what we already know. We have the thing in question is not a place. It's not a person. It's not a weapon. It's not alive. And it's not affiliated with a prince. What do you think is a good next question?
See, that's is it connected to ghosts?
That's a very specific question. All right.
It can be, yes.
Oh.
It's actually
line and sinker.
That was a very specific question that actually yes, it very much can be. I liked how very specific that was.
And yeah, then to also have it
not be a no.
And for like, just being thrown in like that.
Right? But yes, it can be.
Okay.
I think it's
who's
Falcon
next?
Yeah, I guess it would be Falcon next.
All right. So we found out it's related to ghosts in a way.
Can be.
Yep, it certainly can.
Whatever that means.
Yep,
okay, group. I don't know if this is too similar to ghosts. What's everyone's opinion on does it have a physical presence?
I feel like that question is already if it's something that can do with ghosts, the question's going to be the answer's going to be a bit iffy. So I don't know if the answer's going to help us.
Skip me.
Okay. Skipping over.
Fulcrum, you got to go on.
Fulcrum, you got anything?
I don't want to just like carelessly throw out a question.
I mean, you do have 11 bonus ones as well, so I think you're all in pretty decent shape so far.
Well,
and if you're totally stumped, like I said, the chat is playing along. So if you're totally screwed, there are definitely backups, available.
We still don't know what kind of thing it is. Like, if you want to try to go for broad categories. That's a way to do it, or as Stellar Lich in chat says, pinpoint the game, that can help. Although maybe not if it's just in all of them.
Ooh, that's a good question. Is it pinpointed in one game?
No.
Oh, you had me say that I was going to regret.
Well, now you know it's in a lot of games.
So speaking out loud, without jumping to a question, because we know it's associated with ghosts, I'm automatically going to the inclination that it's a soul gem. I don't know if we want to try to focus in on trying to figure out if it is by trying to get focus in, or if you guys have any other things that you might be thinking it might be.
Is it connected so to fits. The ideal masters?
Falcon's question help with that? The one that physical is form or whatever?
I mean, yeah, I guess like in the sense that like, is it an object? That would be, that's effectively the same question as it, does it have a physical presence? But it's, I feel like if you hunker down a little bit more specifically on what kind of thing with a physical presence it would be, that also might help us a bit more.
It wasn't an official question, I don't think, but Falcon did also have an interesting suggestion while you were ruminating. I don't know if you caught.
Oh, I must have. No,
I was going to ask, was that your question, Falcon?
Yeah, like, I wanted to. Was that to them or to me?
Since everything's wrong, does that sound useful? Is it related to the ideal masters or Soul Cairn? Because if it's Soul Gems, then it would be.
Yeah. I'm good if you want to have that as your question. It'll narrow it down one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a question. It's related to the Soul Cairn or Ideal Masters.
Yes.
Okay.
Rob's very
know, I'm like,
Rob's so smug in his little quadrant of the screen. Or sextant, I guess, because there's so many.
Yes. Do we want to just ask if it do we want to just go for the throat again, guys?
It would give us a lot of bonus questions.
It sure would.
We're only on 8 yeah. so far, so yeah.
I don't remember whose turn it is.
I believe it's yours.
I think it's actually back to you because Fulcrum went, then Falcon went. So I technically it'd be like back to you, Rob.
Okay. Well, then again, I'm going to frame it in a way where it's a yes or no question. So if it's no, then it's just another narrowing question. Is it a soul gem?
It sure is.
All right.
Yeah. I am impressed. Wow. You're all efficient at this.
You gotta up the game.
I know. All right. So that one was only 9. So you have only used 20 questions, and you're actually on the third one already. So, all right. Fresh start for Spartan. What do we have for number 3? Where do you want to kick it off?
Can you wear it?
No. You cannot wear it. Also, just to a nod people in chat, they had some creative ways of getting to the soul gem idea too last time too. I don't know if any of you caught that. They had a couple different ways of getting there, but I feel like there were like 4 ways. It was like everybody's onto the soul gem idea.
Like, yeah.
Which shout out to Ben for coming in and the first question he asked immediately puts you on track for the soul gem thing.
Clutch move, yeah. Honestly. I was like, don't go specific. And he went specific and landed it.
And landed it.
You're welcome.
Speaking of which, Ben, it's on you. It's just so far all we've got is you can't wear it.
What now?
It's your question. So far, it's only you can't wear it. That's the only thing you know so far.
So question number 2.
Is it a weapon?
It is not a weapon.
It's that time. Holiday shopping is here, and I've got something to help you out. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. And that's legit. How many different stores can you find exactly the same products and you just are shopping for whoever has the best deal? No, this is a place that has high-quality, unique, often handmade or made in the US products by independent artists and small businesses that truly create one-of-a-kind gifts for all sorts of different seasons, and it's the holiday season. Well, get this. I found one that I thought was super cool. Now, my wife loves puzzles. She loves mysteries. She loves escape rooms. They have murder mystery jigsaw puzzles where you use the puzzle to solve the mystery. There's a few of these, and I think I might pick up the clairvoyant convention one. I think she'll love it. And that's just one example. They've got gifts for moms and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, gardeners. There's something here for everybody on your gift list. And they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner partner of your choice with every purchase. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/scrollslore. That's uncommongoods.com/scrollslore for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Popular question, though.
I mean, it's a fair question.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's a lot of things in this universe are weapons.
Yep. All right, Falcon, you got one?
I know he's is it a person?
It's not a specific person.
Okay.
All righty.
Which I hope makes sense.
Okay. Again, Lotus, yeah, you can just say yes.
Well,
you don't have to throw us all these hints.
I don't even. Well, I just don't want to.
Let him be a nice guy.
I just don't want to mislead because, again, I like 20 questions, but sometimes when people are flat yes or no, and it's like, well, you didn't account for this, so it's like, so I'm trying to be vague, but also make sure that you actually get what you're asking. So it is not a specific person.
Okay. Does it have to do with a specific race of people?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're back to me then.
Yep.
Is it a mer?
No.
That could be a subjective question.
It's not.
There's a lot of debate about what a mer is. All right.
There is, but I'm pretty much definitively going to say no.
All right, Ben, I think that's, or Spartan, or I don't know the order anymore, whoever.
It's Spartan.
It's fine. It's Spartan technically next, according to my screen layout, at least.
Okay.
Let's see. Is the race playable in the games?
Yes.
Mm. That's a good question.
That is I was going a different way, but that's a very good way to narrow it down.
It is, and that one could theoretically be very. That could provide a lot of information, depending.
That on alone it. Just cut it in half from not a mer. Well, not even cut it in half. I cut it down so much. Not a mer playable race. That's there's like six left.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's. Once you get on to an idea, I gotta say, you all are very good at immediately narrowing it down. It's like, wow, you do not waste a lot of points once you get an idea for something.
Okay, so that was Spartan. So Ben.
Yeah, so Ben, back to you.
It's a race, it's not a mer, and it is playable.
This is the Khajiit.
All right.
No.
Okay. Falcon.
He might be MIA for the moment, in which case he said just skip over. Oh, no, I think he's off mute. He might be back.
Hi.
Yep, you're good.
Yeah, I'm
cool, cool.
So, not a mer. It is playable. It's not Khajiit. Yep. But otherwise, we don't know what race it is.
Do they live on the... east side of Tamriel?
No, not predominantly.
What was the
not Argonians?
I was gonna say that just cut out one. You could have just said, "Is it Argonians?" and that one. And what?
And I'd say Dark Elves are in the east too.
We already know it wasn't a mer, though.
Oh yeah, I forgot we did the mer thing.
So I would recommend asking, like, is it a man? Is it a beast folk? Which at this rate, I don't think it's a beast
folk.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
We know it's not Argonian. We know it's not Khajiit. And
we know
it's not Mer, so it's not an orc either. Orc is subjectively beast or Mer, but it's not either of those, so.
They're technically titled Orcs and Mer.
Yeah, but they are still addressed as beast folk, yeah.
Also, to get nitpicky, there are several games where you cannot play the Orcs.
Right.
Well, yes, but you still answered yes, it's a playable race, and orcs are a playable race.
It's true. It's true. I'm just saying, in general. That was why originally the idea behind that one, I was like, ooh, that one could get weird, but luckily in this situation,
So thanks for the free information. We know it's not Imperial.
Oh my God.
All right. What locations do we have to go on?
I mean, there are three choices.
Are they found in Skyrim? are they predominantly in Skyrim, I should say?
They are not.
Okay.
All right, my turn.
I want to give you more information on that one just because it's funny, but I'll do it after the game.
I mean, that was a question. Like, are they found in... It's like, well, I guess they're found everywhere.
That's why I'm always that's why I'm going with the predominantly thing.
Predominantly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, why I kind of narrowed, they're the predominant race of...
Right.
Like, are they the predominant race of Skyrim?
And that's why I would also answer that way. It's like, that's not the way you're thinking, but yeah, there's usually some diversity everywhere.
Just trying to go to what I know about you, and I think you have a pretty good love for the Red Guards. So is it the Red Guards? Yes or no?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's always Rob.
I was going to say, you got that one in 10.
We
Damn.
Just all narrow it down for Rob, and he's the one who guesses.
Okay, it gets handed to me when it's the easiest. That's not anything to say about my intelligence.
Very good. Wow. You were basically using an average of half of the questions. You did 11 for the first one, 9 for the second one, 10 for that one. You were literally doing every one in half. I really wanted to be like, no, they're not predominantly in Skyrim except for Nazim. But that really would have just...
I would have given it away.
But he's just so memorable. Very good. Wow. All right. Very, very good.
I mean, at that point, it was either Redguard or Breton.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, super good move, Rob.
Sure, but again, you once you got the idea of it, you narrowed that down pretty quick. All right, number four. We'll be able to get through all of these. I was going to say, we're only at 50 minutes overall.
Also, I believe we got that one in 9 because
Well, I count the one that you get the correct answer on as a question.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I had 10.
Hello there, Ben.
I'm home.
It doesn't matter.
You guys are 30 questions ahead.
Yeah.
If you don't get the last two in, Jesus, 70 questions, I'm going to be real let down. Hey, yes.
All right, so we got...
And Ben's officially here now. You made it home.
Yeah.
Well, so now Ben's position on the thing has shifted.
I know.
So Ben, your turn now?
You just usurped your turn. There you go. You've ousted Rob as the starter spot.
We'll skip me for this one since I just went.
So, you can totally
start
us off.
Oh, is it a location?
It is.
Oh, sweet.
The
Ben,
fact that you're all
hyper-specific
on these things and keep getting them is that's really making it tricky. Also, Miss Brick, thank you so much for the sub, by the way. Greatly appreciate it. Welcome in.
All right, so we can...
Wait, whose turn is it now?
We'll skip me since I just went.
So we'll shoot over to Spartan. Yep.
Okay. So, can you visit the place in one of the games?
Yes.
Well, I think that's every place that we know of.
I was going to say,
I guess there's a few places. Yeah.
Well, right. It's like, can you go to Yakuta? No, but it is a place.
Yeah.
So,
as soon as I said that, I was like, well,
there's
a few.
Some exceptions. Not a lot of them, but there are some.
A few Planes of Oblivion.
Right.
Few, yeah. I'm wrong. I'll shut up.
It's fine. Just feel bad about it. Falcon, if you are available, I was going to say, it's over to you. Give him a second just to make sure. Yep, he's good. So far, we've just gotten a visitable place.
Yeah, visitable place. Okay. Is the game released the year 2000 or later?
It is in a game released 2000 or later.
Yes or no questions, Lotus. Okay. Come on.
Well, then, yes.
I appreciate you trying to throw us a bone, but we've got to make this harder on us somehow.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah, you know what? We'll just leave it at yes, then.
We've been getting these in half the time.
I guess that's so valid. I can really, you know what? I can just be, you know what? I won't be specific. We'll leave these last two as unspecific, where I'm just answering exactly what you have.
Okay, so it's a place you can visit in one of the games that was after 2000. Is that what we have?
Yes.
Before? Okay, so that could be literally anywhere.
Yeah. Try to narrow down like what realm it's
game.
In or what game it's in or
all right. Is it from Skyrim, Elder Scrolls V?
Yes.
All right.
So that is four. Only after 2000 or just after 2000 or 2000.
All right. And then do we want to go to me now or Ben now with the way that the order got shifted?
We'll shift to Ben. We'll just keep it in the weird new setup. And just for the new people to chat, yes, you can totally ask questions. It's up to them whether they want to integrate them, but feel free to ask away. Chat's actually been incredibly on point, too. I need to make these... These really don't have that much rhyme or reason, so I don't know how...
Yeah, trying to get, like, what realm, what mainland, or what game, which we know it's in Skyrim now, at least it is... It might also be in other games, but we know it's in at least Skyrim.
Is it one of the nine capitals of the holds?
Yes.
Oh, very specific again, Ben.
The amount of specific stuff that I have to answer yes to, I'm like, what the...
So not only is it within one of the holds in Skyrim, but it is in fact a capital of one of the holds of Skyrim. All right, my turn. All right, Crowley, I'm putting my faith in you again. Is it Whiterun?
God damn it, yes. Yep. Sure is.
Do we have like 65 for the next last
yeah, that
one?
that was literally six questions, including you getting the one correct. Like, all right. Wow. Holy crap. Okay. So there's one left, and we'll see if you can get it in single digits again, and maybe I can use all... Okay, so there's one left, and we'll see if you can get it in single digits again, and maybe I can use all your extra questions for one bonus thing, and I'll make it as weird as possible. But, all right, yeah, so final one, with the greatest of speed... Now that you've all got a method to this, yikes. I guess it would probably be Spartan to kick it off since Rob answered correctly on that. Yep. So, all right.
Is it a place?
No.
It's like a good...
It's not a place.
All right. Falcon.
Is it a person?
No.
It's the worst option.
What Larry. Kind of thing is it?
Oh, excuse me. I don't know if we've asked this yet, but is it a piece of armor?
It is not.
Oh,
But that's been brought
that
up.
That was Shattuck question number three, yes. I think. So we're still getting broad. So that was...
Yep. No.
We know. All right. So, nope. Not... Armor. All right. So we got... It's not a place, not a person, and not armor. We'll go... Is it a tangible thing? We'll go with the Falcon suggestion of the from earlier.
Yes.
So you okay? So it's
it is a tangible
something thing. You can touch.
Yep.
Is it a weapon?
Oh, no. I just skipped Ben. Damn it. Sorry, Ben. Thanks for cutting back in because I skipped you.
Oh, it's fine.
But no, it is not a weapon.
Got in the habit of going after Fulcrum. All right, Spartan, your go.
Is it the artifact of a Daedric Prince? I'll go back to that.
No.
Is it safe to touch?
Yes.
Okay.
Skip me.
All right, skip you.
All right, back to Ben.
Yep, back to Ben.
Is it a potion?
No.
Is it alive?
Yeah.
Can I get the recap of what we've had so far? I feel like we've had
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have...
To not rob a place. Our note taker.
Yeah, I've just been typing this whole time.
I was going to say, and mine's just a giant pile of like slash marks underneath my anthem.
So it's not a place, not a person. It's not armor. It is tangible. It's not a weapon. It's not a artifact of a prince. It is safe to touch. It's not a potion, and it is alive. So it could be like an animal or something.
Would you pet it?
Well,
can you pet it?
If you can touch it, you can pet it. I don't think that's a good question.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your free time, but...
A dragon wouldn't let you pet it. A dragon's not going to let you pet it. Like, you know, would it let you pet it?
Would it let you pet it?
That's also... That's a, yeah. Essentially the, is it safe to touch?
If it's safe to touch, then you can touch it.
I guess that's true. No.
It is safe to touch.
Can I mulligan?
I would not say it's...
Yeah, you can. I haven't answered it yet, so you mulligan away.
No, that's a good point. I goofed on that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to speak up. Just like before he answers, just so you know, you kind of know that.
You're absolutely right. No, you're right.
Oh, that's a good question. Can you pet it in game from Yaz? If you want to answer that,
yeah.
Do you want that to be your question, Spartan?
Can you buy it, like in game? Is it? Can you buy it?
Yeah. Some vendors would have it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I assume that's what you're asking. Then yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Is it like tradable? In
yep. Yes.
A lot of living things can be bought. I wish that narrowed it down as much as I wanted it to.
Well, especially in this series.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So Falcon, I think it's back to you.
I was gonna help you guys. I don't know nothing about ESO, but is it a mount?
It is not a mount.
Okay.
Because I that would even because I mean the horses and the single players I think would count too, but no.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things that aren't like an ESO official mount that are still mounts. So yep. Like that question still applies.
Yeah, no, that's but no, that is a good question. But ESO nope. Has a oh my god, yeah, there's 10 billion.
I assume I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, no, that's like a zillion mounts in ESO.
Okay, these count as being technically a living things. Is it a potion ingredient?
Yes.
I was going the same direction, so glad you saved me a question there. And that was actually even a little extra specific that landed us even further. I like that.
All right. Back to Ben.
Is it a torchfly?
It is not a torchfly, so no. A torch bug, I know exactly what you mean.
Or that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Just for anybody screaming into their systems right now. It's a torch bug! It doesn't matter.
Is it a plant?
Yes.
All right. Let me know if you need another recap, guys. Spartan, it is your turn.
All right. So it's a plant. Is this plant? This. Is the plant rare? In game, is it difficult to find?
So this I will give you a little more. It's rarer, but it's to specific areas. So it's yes to a degree. Like I wouldn't say it's like super rare, but it is specific where you would find these.
Does this plant sing at you when you're near it?
It sure does.
Did he ask if it sings?
He sure did.
So is it a Nern root?
It sure is. I like how Nern root took way more questions than anything else, including the battle spire for you to get to.
Well, to be fair,
down to a plant.
If you choose something that's not a place and not a person, it's harder to narrow
it
down.
I guess
it is. There's so many things that are not those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's kind of funny. Outlander Frog actually was a little more specific than even I was thinking with Crimson Nernroot. That would be very specific. But no, the fact that Nernroot is always near at least some type of water, like Yaz says, that's why I was like, it's not super rare, but it does have to be collected in a certain location. Wow, very good.
Although technically,
no,
it doesn't happen. There's like a few different guys throughout the games, or even girls, who grow Nernroot,
yes,
and it's not near
and
a river.
It's not near
and
water, they just, which I assume they're cheating or casting something.
No, they're just
water.
Watering heavily, I would guess.
It's just like where I live, where it rains every 22 minutes this year. awesome.
So I
love being on the East Coast.
Yep. We're just living underwater. Awesome. Well, you managed to get through all of them. Congratulations. What do we have for a time? Not too shabby. It's right around a regular episode time. There we go. All right. Well, hope everybody enjoyed that. That was certainly fun from my side of things, watching you narrow that down. And I'm not gonna lie, the speed at which you zeroed in on things once you got one morsel of actual information was moderately alarming.
That last one took us 17.
Yes,
if I'm correct.
Yeah, the last one was 17. Nernroot literally took the longest by a substantial margin.
And people in chat were thinking it was Nernroot pretty early, and I was too, but I wanted to be sure before I just waste a guess.
Yeah.
So you
want to make sure it helps if I'm wrong.
So you ended up getting the Battle Spire in 11 questions. You got Soul Gem or Soul Gems in 9 questions. You got the Red Guards in 10 questions. You got Whiterun in 6 questions. And Nernroot you got in 17. So resounding victory by all of you.
I do think that we got the Red Guard one in 9. I'll still
battle that one out. I don't know. I'll have to re-listen to this. Oh, God, no, I don't want to listen to it. Somebody else do it, so I don't have to listen to myself. Someone tell me whether
we did
it
get
was
free information in that it wasn't an Imperial, so I wrote that down, but I didn't write that down as an guess.
No, I wasn't accounting for that either, so we'll have to have listeners tell us. Is Rob right? Was it 9 questions and I was cheating and added an extra one? Or is Rob trying to make them seem like they got it even faster?
I have all of these written down. I don't know what to do with this information anymore.
So, all right. Well, that was fun. Why don't we just go around the horn? You guys can throw out if you're up to anything, and we'll just kind of close it out from there. So why don't we start with Ben?
Sure. You can find me on the Robots Radio Network as Bennett Tamaria. I host three shows now. Holocron History, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, where we take a deep dive in the Star Wars lore. The Wizardry World Lorecast, where we take a deep dive in all things Harry Potter. And my new show, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, which is a heavy deep dive in all things Final Fantasy that will take me forever to do.
And is now on my phone. Awesome. And Rob, what have you been up to?
Not playing ESO. I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I know. I have just been getting ready for the Baldur's Gate 3 launch for the most part. I'm really excited for that game to come out. But I will still play ESO every now and then because Jillian makes me, the other guild officer in our Lorecasters guild. So please join our guild. I'm one of the officers, so I'll probably end up going through the application if you're on PC, NA, or EU. But we got guilds across the other servers. You can also follow me on Twitter if you want. Or X now. Whatever.
Did that ever change? Mine's still
not yet, but it's like in place.
It's still a bird for me.
It's still a
bird for now, but we'll see how long. I don't care, honestly.
Mine updated to X.
Did it really?
All right. I've heard it's being rolled out.
It looks like a porno app now.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you can find me on Discord or on ESO itself or wherever, Rob the Princess, that's me. Come play games with me if you want to talk about lore or whatever. Yeah.
All right. And Spartan, what are you up to? Anything you want to shout out?
I've been playing a lot of Remnant 2, actually, which has been crazy. That game has really been blowing my mind. But I do want to shout out, so earlier this year, I actually play tested for a game, and the game has been doing well on Steam. It's called Get to the Orange Door, and it's developed by a guy named Andrew Smith. If anybody's looking for it, Steam has it with very good reviews. But it's a parkour FPS. If anybody likes stuff like Risk of Rain, stuff like that, it's kind of like Risk of Rain 2, but first person with some added stuff in there. It's very fast paced. But people should definitely go check that out. The guy Andrew, he worked very hard on it. And now that I have it actually hadn't kept up with it for a little bit, but I see that it's doing very well on Steam. And I think that definitely deserves a shout out because I think it looks like it's definitely it's coming along and people are enjoying it.
Cool. All righty. And Falcon, are you there? Got anything you're up to of interest?
Yeah, on the Discord, I'm screwing on X. I'm Falcon with a box on leaving PlayStation. I just play single player games. I'm another 100 hours into a new Skyrim playthrough. Nice. So
solid.
That's always going good. But I thought of some little weird, little, I guess, depressing almost. So to me, Mario is a 3D platformer because first time I played was Mario Galaxy. There's someone who thinks the entirety of the Elder Scrolls series is Elder Scrolls Dawnstar. There is at least one person out there who thinks that.
Oh my god, you're probably right.
I don't want that to be right.
Someone who like played a single game in like the early 2000s and happened to pick some random like Elder Scrolls side game Dawnstar and then just never played video games ever again.
Tugging on their dad's leg with their brand new N-Gage being like, daddy, I want to play a Shadow Key. And then they were so like, what is this? They never looked at the series again.
What a life.
I don't know if that's one of your usual hot takes, but that like sort of blew my mind.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here all at potential now.
It's just depressing. So, thanks for that, Fulcrum. You got anything to end stuff off?
have been playing The Witcher 3 lately. This is my first time playing it.
Nice.
I've got 115 hours already. It's been like a week.
Yeah. Good Lord.
I heard that game sucks. I just wanted to see Ben's face.
I was going to say, as Ben tries to digitally stab you from his little sextant of the screen.
I'm also already on my second playthrough. I did the new game plus thing. So.
If I could grab my sword right in front of me.
Ooh, I was going to say, and Rob's is behind him. We could have a duel to end the show. Oh, that's right. What's up.
And then
that's my last victim. It's a skull on my shelf.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, I'm also, you know, still working on my sleeves.
Oh, so yes. I'll
keep you all posted on that in the Discord.
Absolutely, they've been coming out amazing.
Yes, the next one is going to be a Star Wars one. Oh, so. Man.
Ben, yep. Pleased again.
I heard that series also sucks.
My artist actually said that we're not moving on to anything until I get both of my arms done. So
okay.
Yep, gotta finish those first.
There you go.
And then I did mention I'm in Discord at I'm Fulcrum. Parentheses formerly T-Rex. And then everywhere else I'm either Fulcrum or Fulcrum _ 626 because it was probably taken.
Yeah, that's so fair.
So yeah, that's all I got.
All right. I can be found either here. Next week, Robots should be back, barring any further catastrophes. There's also the other show that I do, Tales of Tamriel, presented by the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. If all goes well, we'll be having an episode Sunday morning for the live show. I actually don't have... My idea of the Patreon list is... all of you fine people hanging out with me right now, but I don't actually have the full list because I don't manage that part of this. So apologies to anyone we usually shout out on the regular. So that I actually can't do. So you'll get your usual shout outs as soon as Tom is back next week. However, one thing I do have access to and I figured was worth doing because it doesn't seem like we actually use this one because I believe I think it came out once I snagged it, at least according to this date. So we got a 5-star review on iTunes or Apple, I guess, whatever the purple thing is called nowadays on the Apple product, from Deathclaw Jesus. Gets me through. I love this podcast. It's one of the few I listen to consistently without fail. It keeps me company through the workday and interests. Oh, and with interesting and amazing delves into the lore. Great for listening to on the go. I play it everywhere from in the car to 80 feet up in an oak tree. Keep it up, guys. I look forward to hearing more. So thank you, Deathclaw Jesus, for the review. It's very thoughtful of you to add that to that for us. Glad you enjoy the show. And yeah, I think that will do it for this week. The previous show, it hasn't been pushed to the audio feeds yet, so you'll probably see this and another episode pretty close to each other next week when we get them pushed to the audio feeds. But have a great week, and we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on Twitter at robots_radio or Lotus of Doom at Lotus of Doom. Also, you can join us on the Robots Radio Discord channel. You can easily just search Robots Radio Discord on Google or check the description underneath the podcast. Also, this podcast is recorded live every week on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Robots Radio channels on Twitch, YouTube, and on Facebook. So just search Robots Radio on any of those platforms. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you while we record the show or before or after. Either way, just come hang out with us. And if you're looking for more information about my shows and the shows on the Robots Radio Network, go to robotsradio.net for all the information about all the shows on the network, including the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where I help both new and existing podcasters to grow their shows, build their audiences, and create the best podcast they possibly can. All of that at robotsradio.net. We'll see you next time.